My name is Richard Alcoholic. Very grateful to be an active member of Alcoholics Anonymous. To those that identified as new or under 30 days, welcome. And I hope you hear something that you can relate to. My sobriety day is July 14th, 2024. Things have changed since I started being active in my recovery and really taking it seriously. It wasn't like that before. I don't remember my first drink. I started as a teenager. I come from a family of alcoholics, generational alcoholics. We're Cuban-American. And you know how it is. You know, we all get together and give us the reasons to celebrate, and we'll drink and party all night, you know, even on a Tuesday night, you know, loud. Yeah, I didn't grow up with my parents. Both my parents had their issues, and I grew up with grandma. And but that's not the reason why I'm an alcoholic. I had trouble focusing in school, can't stay still, but that's not a reason why I'm an alcoholic. Feeling different, this head is very loud as a young kid, and I haven't even touched a drop of alcohol, and I can't focus. I feel different, and all I can tell you is that the first time I my early drinking, there was silence in my brain. I was calm. I've arrived at ease and comfort, right? That we talk about in the book. What's that book? And once I started drinking in middle school, in high school, I mean, I was just like, here, I arrived, you know. Now I'm not concerned about, you know, how I'm going to, like, socialize with other kids, and I'm not in my head. I'm not actually hanging out with the crowd. And it's all fun, you know. I like to go to shows, like concerts and rock and roll and all that stuff. And I also like to get into trouble, you know. And I like to follow all the bad kids. That's what I've done. And then things turn, you know, pretty bad after that. You know, not showing up to work, not being able to finish high school, I graduated with a GED 2 years after high school, and that was an accomplishment, you know, but that was just push, you know, trying to do it, you know, but I couldn't, you know, I couldn't even do that. Would get trouble with the law a lot because I like to get behind the wheel and drink, you know. And just, you know, get my alcohol and just put some music and just drive down wherever, Sunset Boulevard. I used to live in the Valley. We'd live, go up and down Topanga and all that. I've had two DUIs. I've wrecked four cars. The first car I wrecked was the family car, was grandma's car. That was the car that grandma needed to go, you know, work and get groceries and all of that. And I crashed her car, and I didn't feel any guilt. You know, because I'm selfish and self-centered. I don't care about that, you know. You know, the years go by, the decades go by, and my life is becoming much more unmanageable because of my drinking, but I don't see a problem. You guys are the problem, not me. Right before I got into recovery, this last time, things were falling apart, relationships were falling apart. That loving grandma, she passed away, you know, so now I had to plan a funeral. And I showed up to that funeral drunk. Do I remember that funeral? No. But there's a video on YouTube there because we recorded the ceremony to make it memorable. And I'm there sweaty, red, inflamed, you know. But I can't even stay sober for my grandmother's memorial. Relationships are falling apart. I'm, you know, blackout drunk, driving again. I don't even know how I end up in different places. I have no recollection sometimes. And then I come here, I'm trying to stay sober, and I can't because I refuse to get a sponsor. I refuse to work the steps. I refuse to identify and say, hey, I'm an alcoholic, and I can't stay sober. In the moment that I started getting really real with myself and with my alcoholism, and say, hey, you know what? I need help. I'm an alcoholic. I need a sponsor. I'm surrendering. Was the moment that things started to happen, you know? And it was a lot of work. It wasn't easy, you know? I was getting very picky with the sponsorship. I didn't want to pick this sponsor. I don't like that guy. I don't trust that guy because I come here and I have trust issues. I don't trust nobody, you know, let alone myself, right? Did the 90 meetings in 90 days, and I came up to and ran into this gentleman that they gave me his number. I had a whole list of phone numbers. It's funny because later I look at those phone numbers, and there's a lot of you guys in this room on that list, on that newcomer list, you know? I didn't want to pick none of you guys, you know? Right? And, maybe like 2 weeks in, I'm thinking about picking up, you know? And for some reason, that gentleman that gave me his phone number, and I picked up the phone instead of picking up. And that was the best decision I did, because I would not be here today, you know? And that's how I landed here at High Desert Big Book Group. This is my home group. I have a home group. I never knew what a home group was until I came here, you know? You guys welcomed me, and I started getting busy. Started getting busy in the book, the steps, commitments. Commitments helps me a lot because I'm not really good at socializing. I have issues looking at you in the eye, especially my first 30, 60, 90 days. I have issues conversation, being honest with you guys. You know, so I get busy with the commitments, you know? And what happens next? I get comfortable. Now I'm beginning to kind of bring down the wall, you know? Now I'm trying to I'm actually getting connected to a power greater than me I didn't think I had one, to be honest, because I was completely disconnected. It's not that I didn't believe, I was just disconnected. And once I was tapping into that power greater than me, and things were getting better, my head is getting less noisier. There's still noise, but it's less noisy, you know? The one thing I love about this home group is the fact that there's structure, you know? We show up an hour early, we do our commitment. The book study really helped and emphasize what this book is all about, because when my sponsor's reading this to me, or I'm reading this by myself, I don't understand what I'm reading. But when I hear the examples and you guys are sharing, I begin to understand, you know? I begin to relate with you, your examples, when you apply it to the book. There's something going on in this room, right? There's magic, right? And that's what kept coming back, you know? You guys don't want anything. You just want to help other alcoholics recover, you know? I don't know where I'm at right now, but... all right, yeah. So right now, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm working with other alcoholics. I have the privilege to be able to help another alcoholic work through the steps. And it's been helping me a lot to continue my recovery, you know? And to see the light turn on in his eyes, you know, and keep coming back and keep doing what we're doing. The same way I was taught to do the steps and to be responsible and to be active in recovery is the same way I'm showing other men as well, you know. If this is your first time here, keep coming back, you know. Get connected. Get some phone numbers, you know. We complicate things. And the less you complicate things, and just get into the book and just listen, give it a chance. You know, we get caught up in like thinking like, well, I know how to do this. I know how to handle my problems. But in reality, we don't on our own. We don't. I get into trouble. I get in trouble with the law. I get kicked out of the house. You know, I'm not trusted in my relationships because I'm going in and out. I'm disappearing in the middle of the night, you know, all that stuff. No, right. No, for reals. And now that I'm in this program following the spiritual principles, right, I live an honest life today. I don't have to hide. I don't have to lie. I don't have to, you know, BS, do none of that stuff today. And that's because of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and just giving that chance and applying real honesty, you know. And today I am not thinking of alcohol. I'm not craving alcohol. I wake up in the morning and I do what I can to be a better human being every single day and treat everybody with respect and see how I can help another person. You know, and that's not just here in the room. It's at home. It's at work. It's, you know, when I'm driving. Driving is a whole, you get tested when you're behind the wheel, you know, best believe. But you know what? Whatever it is, you know, that person's in a hurry to get to whatever destination they need to get to. But I'm not going to get pissed off over it, you know? But yeah, I'm very grateful today for having Alcoholics Anonymous in my life today. You know, at first when I got here, I wanted my life back. Hell no, I don't want my life back. I want a new life, and I'm going to get to live a new life today. And that's awesome. I hope you guys heard something and related And that's all I got. Thank you for letting me share.